Siman Lametes, the second half of Sif Aleph. Not only is the Eved and the Isha and a Kotan possible to write Tzvila and Mezuzas, but also a Kuti, Mumal Avayit Kerchovim. Mumal Kerchovim is even a person who one time worshipped Avayit Zorah. He's possible Magabi Ul, Magabi Sefer Torah, and he has a din of like a Machal Shabbos Vahesia, who is possible for anything that needs a Jewish person to do it. Same thing as a Mumal Hachas, that he dafka does. He's sure, if he, even if he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, but if he has an option of eating kosher or not kosher, Dafka thinks he's not kosher, then he has a din of Mumar L'Hafiz. A Mumar L'Teyovin, which means a person who does Avodah because he just lacks, doesn't care one way or the other, or he has a Yitzhar, Dafka to the Avodah. So he's not possible mitzad this din, because this din says, it's Mishum Zachsil, Kshatun, Vosapun, Kosher, Nevikshira, Einu, Oy, Einu, Mamim, Bo, Einu, a person who doesn't, it's not mitzvah, like a woman or a child, or a person who doesn't believe in the concept of tefillin, it's possible to write them. So a person that believes in the concept, just has a yetzahara and does a veyus, mabla teyovan, mikir din is kosher, but the nice thing the Mishnah Berurah says, you should not let such a person write tefillin, this is a sefer Torah. Some, he says that there are shittas that hold that he's also possible, even if people are watching him do it. And come upon a lot of dikduke halochas, a lot of fine-tuned halochas in the writing of Stam. Therefore, one should make sure that the only people that are writing them are Yir Shemayim. For instance, Mechal Shabbos, the Fahesia, publicly Mechal Shabbos, only in Issa Drabonon, like Mukta, or carrying to a place which is only a Saram Drabonon. Even so, the Tachil, you shouldn't let him write Stam, because some people hold in the Eved it's possible, the Shabbos and the Supik, if it's possible, the Eved. Come upon a person who is not put on tefillin, is also possible for writing tefillin, even if he does it only with teyovim. I'm a test of base. Call shapossible leksovim, possible b'chol tikkun asiyosim. Person who is possible to write the tefillin, he can't have any part in making the tefillin, making the batim, making the shin on the batim, the ritzuis, as far as making the cloth that we saw before. If there's somebody watching over him, telling him to do the shmo, then he wouldn't be kosher. And the test of Gimel, Gersh Chosel Adosim Machmas Yira, a person who was Mizgayer, and the Goyim threatened him that they're going to kill him unless he goes back to his old religion. Such a person, Be'etzim, is not Peseidah because he's supposed to give up his life for staying in religion. But the Maisa, he's not considered that he's Yotze Michal Yisra. And this, the Mecharim Paskin, that he's kosher to write tefillin since he's only doing the various Ba'onis. The Maisa, Mishabu brings the Mogan of Ram, says, that even if he's a Marano, that privately he's Shema Torah Mitzvahs, but externally not. But if the Maisa is not putting on tefillin, then one should not use this person as a Sofer, even if the evidence is a problem, because, like we said before, La Bak Shiru, when Avraham brings a Chiddush on Darkei Moshe, that by Sefer Torah, a Mamzer is possible to write, that's only by Sefer Torah. But through Mezuzah, you can write.